favorite radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. A beautiful Saturday morning in wonderful Rock Hill, South Carolina. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And how's Mr. Rector this beautiful morning?
I am great.
The only thing I'm worried about, they're talking 83 a high this afternoon.
How about that? That's going to have to go a long way to get to 83.
But. Yeah, it is a little early in the year for 83 for me. But
I see 70s. They say tomorrow is going to be the hot day. Sunday, say.
I ain't heard that.
80-something.
When they said 83, I got up and went to the bedroom.
Did you?
April's just too early for 83, but anyway.
Yeah, we're halfway through now.
We did have, I don't know, we had a lot of rain, but it seemed to rain a lot this week.
Yeah, you know what, my rain gauge, my dad looked at his, I think he said he had to under a half. I don't have anything in my rain gauge this week, and I don't know if the wind dried it out or just I didn't get enough at my house and had that crazy weather come through yesterday, and I was at the country club. I think it rained a little more out that way than my house, but still, I saw a little puddles here and there. But
they called, what was it, Wednesday? Late in the afternoon, the evening, it never materialized.
Well, Tuesday was going to rain.
Yeah.
It did rain a little bit.
It drizzled.
Yeah, Wednesday was not anything.
And Thursday was supposed to be the downpour.
Yeah.
And it went south of us.
Well, it was, it was downpouring south of us because our farm got a lot of rain. We didn't cut sod, and I watched
everything
it come up the coast.
From Lancaster, I guess even the lower part of Chester County got clobbered.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way to the beach. So your farm would have gotten nailed.
Yeah, we didn't get nothing here.
But we were supposed to get all that, and it went, the high came down and kicked it south, I guess.
But
when we were expecting it to rain all day, and it never did.
And then they really didn't call for that yesterday, and all of a sudden it started clouding up in the late afternoon.
We didn't get that at the house.
Didn't? It rained in my house, and I was toward the country club. But
it rained.
Wind, I mean, the temperature, the air got so cold. It was said it was 60 degrees, but I don't believe it.
I don't believe that. We did get that, too. It got a little chilly in a hurry.
And I saw some videos in Charlotte where it was almost like a microburst or where it just ripped. They showed this tree in the backyard and two little pops on it. It was pretty much gone. I mean, it was a big old tree. Just ripped the side off of it. Like,
if you go museum, like you're going down to the nature museum, or what used to be the
nature. Yeah, the nature museum.
They used to have live animals there, believe it or not. My cousin had the snake collection there.
Quit bringing that up.
The largest poisonous snake collection in the eastern United States.
Your cousin?
Yeah, Johnny. You know Johnny. Anyway.
Something wrong with him, wanting snakes.
As he's gotten older, he's kind of gotten out of collecting them. He still likes snakes, but he didn't have a collection anymore, I don't think. But anyway, back where I was on, on the left going down about 40 years ago, they planted some Leyland cypress right along the road, and every year one or two of them go. Yesterday, we came back from lunch, and one had fallen towards the museum. And my wife, Rhonda, came in about 4 o'clock. There's one across museum. They had
got there was some wind going on.
That was a major wind. I was getting worried around the house. There's some on my uncle that I was thinking about taking out. And we might do that next week.
That's when you started thinking about trees. So tree companies get ready, I guess. They're probably busy today. I mean, there's probably plenty going on.
They are
busy. But it is calm and beautiful. Look at that sky. Crystal clear.
Be careful in Rock Hill this morning because it took a scenic route to get here.
See me road races today. So me and Steve almost couldn't get here. We almost had to delay the show to 8:45.
You almost had to run here.
Almost. I didn't get that bad. But
I came down the ocean And I don't remember, it was up there around Winthrop. I had to turn,
turn right
to get over to the shore.
I should have done that. I turned around, went all the way back to Cherry Road to come around.
Well, the problem with that
the stadium
is they kept pointing me, turning me to the right. I ended up back on Oakland at the old movie theater there.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm
dude.
Sitting there. The guy's trying to turn me around. I said, look, I've been turning for 10 minutes. I'm trying to get over to Oakland. I mean, there's Confederate Avenue.
Trivia question. If you turn right four times, where are you going to be?
Right back where you started.
I was going to go up Oakland to Charlotte, and I was cut down through there, and Charlotte was blocked. So I guess, okay. So I just turned around, went all the way back to Cherry Road and down to pass weather to the stadium and come back. And then guess what? Sitting on White Street, blocking White Street.
Norfolk's
the
best.
Train. He's just sitting there. I had to go over one more block.
You got to remember something, son. The train was there first.
Was it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I
guess it was.
The railroad put the train in and put a depot in, and Rock Hill built up around the depot.
Yeah, and they said it was, I read something one time about how Rock Hill got its name. It was a pile of rocks there, and some guy said,
they would have the
Hill of Rocks. We'll call it Rock Hill.
They were having to dig through the rocks to get the track down.
Yeah.
And back then, they didn't have all this fancy equipment.
Well, there's plenty of rocks in Rock Hill, that's for sure.
South Rock Hill more so.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of our way, too. Anyway. Okay.
Here we go.
We talked 7 minutes already? Wow.
Good.
We're impressed. Be right back to the Garden Team.
Benny Etter, here to make your weather better. If your heating system is having problems, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down and you're in the cold. Call me and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech Heating and Air at 803-327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench, and we are having a garden party again this week.
Yeah, every week.
Thank you, Matthew.
Feeling good today. The weather has to make you feel good. It is chilly this morning, so you might want to take your little pullover, sweater. You're going to take it off. Long sleeve t-shirt with American Red Cross on it.
I went out a little bit before 7, and it was actually chilly.
Yeah.
And when I left to come here, it was cool, but it wasn't chilly anymore.
Well, it's supposed to have been 45 or 46 last night. I didn't even check the temperature.
But it got colder.
I went outside to do something this morning, and I saw my wife had bought a basil plant, and it was not happy this morning.
No.
It'll probably be better. It'll feel better this afternoon.
Yeah, that's the one thing people got to understand. Even though it's pretty out there, plants can still get in trouble this time of year.
They can.
especially basil and things like that.
Yeah, it's just very finicky.
And citrus plants, limes.
My lime trees are doing great. I love it. I got them things trained.
You got them inside.
I leave them out there. No, I leave them out till I know it's going to be freezing. I'll leave them out there, bring them back in. But they're a little tougher maybe. I've changed their strength.
You changed their
strength.
Habit. Okay. Yeah. Usually under 40 degrees.
Change their climate.
If they hit 40 degrees, they got a problem. So.
Yeah, I usually leave them out there in the winter, but now they're and we potted them up. So I'm going to have a problem getting them in and out now.
What
am
I going to say?
Meant to get me a heater.
Well, you got to have them for Teresa, you know.
I need one of those little carts where people roll them in and out.
Little foot dolly.
Yeah, that little thing. And, people had them in their garage, and then they rolled it out right there in the driveway. The sun was beating on it. That was a good one. I got a little bit of stairs and stuff, more complicated than that. But
yeah, my mom's got a sago palm.
Yeah.
And she's got it on one of those dollies. And
yeah.
Probably weighs probably 4,000 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
That's more than a little dolly there.
That's not a little sago palm. Yeah.
But she's made us move that thing in and out for years. She'll call me and, hey, funny. It's time to move the sago palm out. So there, get all cut up.
That's the only way to have a sago palm here, really. Yeah. So move it in and out.
People sell them and people buy them, and I just can't I can't figure out how they make it through the winter either.
So I doubt Matt's going to have any plants he's going to take in and out of his house probably since he had to deal with that growing up.
Nah, I've already got my ferns up on the porch, though.
Oh, yeah.
But I set them outside to get some rain the last couple days.
Well, Carolina Fresh has plants, so come on out today. We got all our plants. We got some vegetables and some beautiful hanging baskets and mixed pots and all that good stuff. So come on out there. Makes the store look so much better.
Go buy them, and when a little cold snap hits, knocks them out. Some more.
Ain't going to hurt no fern.
I've had them hurt before, but anyway.
But do remember, if you buy a hanging basket, you need to be able to water that thing almost every day because there's no dirt around it. It's sitting in the air, and the air dries it out quick. And so
you definitely need to
got to have a lot of water.
Especially if it's in the sun.
Yeah.
Shade you can get by about every other day, but there's not too many to take the shade anymore. The weather around here has gotten funky and knocked a bunch of them out.
We got some good mixed pots and mixed baskets where it's got a little bit of everything in there and make you more successful anyway. So,
shoot, I might have to come over there and buy some baskets for the first time in 45 years.
You know what? Your azaleas I bought from you last year, blooming beautiful, and I still don't have them in the ground. Wouldn't it be nice if these were in the ground? You wouldn't have to keep standing them up when the wind blows them over.
She's got a point.
Yeah, she does. I kind of see her point because it's wasting my time standing them back up.
We used to do that to 1,000 of them every day.
I know.
We finally figured out up a way we could stake them down. But
do you ever have anything you could pick them up without bending over?
No.
Those little grabbers, they wouldn't work for the plants.
They weren't strong enough.
Yeah.
The pot weighed too much.
That had to be depressing to go out there and see a whole bunch of them turning on the side. Like
a few years ago, we go out there and get over there in the morning, and we had about 500 hydrangeas, different kinds. Mm-hmm. Little 4-inch pots, potted in 3-gallon, laid out. Every morning they were turned up. And we couldn't figure out
what. The dirt coming out too, right?
Yeah, we had to repot them, bring more dirt, and couldn't figure out what was going on. Put up deer cameras, everything, thinking it was dogs or something.
Yeah.
No. So finally my cousin I was talking about came over there one morning and set one up. I never would have thought of it anyway. It was raccoons.
Oh, really?
They were digging them out and turning the pots over. Well, it took 2 or 3 hours to set all them things back up and repot them. Because
if it's new, all the dirt's loose. It just comes out.
Lauren's not here today, so I can tell this story. But we put big cages up. We caught 14 in 10 days.
Wow.
Raccoons.
That's a lot.
A few of them acted a little strange, so we shoot him in the head and took him up on the hill and let the coyotes have him.
Oh, gosh.
Because I wasn't going to let them keep turning them
over. Sentimental story.
Yeah. But, I mean, they were just everywhere.
Yeah, that's crazy to be that many.
Okay, we're going to be right back to the gardener's bench.
Rustic Roots Warehouse. We offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench, and Mr. Rector is talking about all his plants he's got for sale. I still say he's about a week early, but anyway, go ahead and buy them, and today's the perfect day to plant them.
Yeah, it is.
And vegetable plants, I still think everybody's...
Yeah, you might want to keep don't put them in the ground yet. Keep them somewhere where you can move them.
Jump in the ground a little
in case.
Bit.
Yes, I think it's time. For me, it is, anyway. Today's the, what's today, 16th? No, today's the 13th.
13th, yeah.
We haven't got to the 15th.
We say the
15th's Monday.
I'd say 20th, but anyway.
Yeah, so you say next week.
Well, your cool season plants, your cabbage and collards and all that should have already been in the ground.
Yeah.
You're running a little late now. Yeah, the stuff, corn, usually we say Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Your ground temperature's got to get up.
Oh, what about the oak leaf? Is it big as a squirrel's ear now?
I don't know. I was
thinking about that the other day.
I was looking last night.
Big as a squirrel.
I was. Those leaves ain't going to get big as a squirrel.
Man, that's a big old tree.
Squirrel's ear.
I know, but I remember I misunderstood.
Yeah, squirrel's ear, not as big as a squirrel.
Maybe a sycamore leaf or something.
Yeah.
But. They're getting pretty close. I was looking at them last night.
Yeah, I think, man, that one tree over there is full. It's got leaves all over.
I don't think that's an oak tree, though.
I don't know what it is, but.
My dogwoods have come out.
So, yeah, I got my dogwoods.
Dogwoods should be blooming now.
Maybe mainly. They start with blooms, and then the leaves come, technically. Yeah.
Chinese dogwoods, they do the reverse. The leaves come out, and then the blooms come on. That's why I never liked them as much as I like the navies. I got one
from you. It's beautiful.
I got two pinks in the backyard and two whites. One white in the backyard, two in the front of the yard. Something was climbing that tree out the window. But it got my attention. Anyway.
Squirrel.
A person.
It's that time, and I got one crop of I got some big camellias. I mean, these things are 10, 12 feet tall. Been in the ground 35 years. But they're blooming weird this year. So one part in the back is already bloomed out, and the ones over on the side are just starting to bloom. So I'm going to have blooms for probably 6 months total.
Crazy.
But now's a good time. If you aren't planting, you start planning it, get your stuff together, figure out what you need. And like we just saw it, everything's soil preparation.
That's what I was about to preach, because that's what me and you preach, that what's underneath the ground makes a huge difference. And you wonder why a plant's not doing good or your grass is not doing good. It could be soil adamants.
Poor preparation.
And again, we can do a soil test at the store for free, bring in a baggie of dirt, fist size of dirt. You can break them down, front yard, do some, backyard, do some, and we can send it off. And
we used to recommend two or three different samples from different parts. Yep. The problem now, they come in and they scrape all your dirt off, and then they put it back, and they're liable to get it from four different locations.
Well, soil here is not great. I know a lot of people have moved here, and it's just not what you're used to. And anything you can add to the soil is going to be good. Especially for a bed. I mean, you need to add a lot of stuff for a flower bed.
It depends on what you're trying to grow.
Yep.
Do
some research. Ask about it.
We used to, when we started up in the late 70s, early 80s, we did soil samples on everything.
Yeah.
But then finally, after a few years, I figured out if you got cedar trees and broom straw, you're acidic.
After a while, you could tell by walking up there.
Yeah. But then they started grading all the farmland off and building houses on it, and you had no clue what you did. Manchester Meadows is a prime example. There must be 20 different types of soil in that place. They brought all that dirt
in. People have brought it in, So it's
I won't say who it was, but...
we have a great compost mix that's good, and a lot of people get like regular topsoil and mix it with that, and... For a vegetable garden, you can just basically use it. I mean, but I always add some mushroom compost and certain things in there. Makes me feel good about it.
It makes you feel good and works for you. Do it.
Do it.
I mean, that's one thing about the nursery and landscaping business over the years. There's no set way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson would have a way, and probably 70% of the time we agreed with them.
Mm-hmm.
30% we didn't. When Paul Thompson got here 20 years ago, I told him it works, I'm going to keep doing it.
Exactly.
And we had an agreement. But my dad, he grew up on a farm during the Depression, so he always had a huge garden. And he put so much compost material in it, it almost got where we couldn't grow certain stuff in it.
Oh, really?
Too much compost.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I... Then the deer kind of knocked us out of that.
Well, your tomatoes can make a big difference because, I mean, I like kind of a more acidic tomato, has a taste. You know, sometimes if you get the soil too sweet, the tomato has no taste to it.
That's what happened to us. That's what happened.
Different plants like different things. So you have do a little research on that.
Okay. One thing I'm going to ask you, I've changed my... I cut my grass. I didn't. I had my grass cut this week. Let me reverse
that. Yeah.
And it looks awesome. Did I do it too soon?
No. I mean, you could cut it. I always say cut it year-round. Just cut, clean it up and all. But you cut it down a little bit.
Yeah. I usually don't like cutting it when it's dormant.
We don't need to cut it down until now for sure. But it's time to get some of that top growth off of there.
It was a little, I won't say ragged, but uneven.
Yeah, and that makes it look a lot better.
And it had a lot of winter weeds in it.
Yeah.
And Rhonda was still complaining about 3 months later.
So
it looks wonderful now without the winter weeds. But they were going to die anyway.
They'll be hanging around for a little while. That zoysia is getting ready to wake up and start growing. But
mine's green.
That top growth that you see that's turned brown is not going to green up. Anyway, so go ahead and cut that off. And
you need to ride by the house.
Comes from underneath,
It looks like it did in July last year. It is green.
Wow.
This time last year, it was getting kicked back every 10
days. Well, we didn't have a frost. I mean, that's going to be great for our sod farm this year. The grass can continue growing and won't, because sometimes it'll knock it back. It could take a month to
Mine's been back, green so. For a month. I mean, it's green.
It's going to be a good year on the side farm. Yeah,
there you go. That. Okay, we'll be right back. The gardener again.
Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to wrap up this edition of the Gardener's Bench.
Been a fun morning.
Hard to believe we're done already.
Yeah. Well, it's fun when the sun's out and the sky's pretty, the air's clear. Got a little pollen beat down this week. We got a couple more rounds of pollen, but
Rhonda,
it tore me up this year.
Rhonda and Tommy got it bad.
Sinus
right
got
now.
Me bad last week, and I'm usually takes me a couple of weeks to get over it.
Yeah.
I'll start coughing and hacking and people looking at me funny. Had to walk away.
That's part of it.
But like I say, if you don't like the weather in South Carolina, what, hang around for 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes. That's what happened yesterday.
If you don't like the weather right now, wait to an hour and it'll be different. And tomorrow will definitely be different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You bring that up. I remember when I was doing golf tournament down at the beach for the nursery association, what, 20 years ago, but 10 or 15 years ago anyway. But we had one Thursday morning scheduled, and it got to 22 degrees that morning. Mm-hmm. The golf course woke me up and tell me, well, what you going to do? Yeah. I said, it's your golf course. You tell me what you're going to do. Well, y'all played that afternoon.
We played later.
Saturday it was 65 degrees.
Yeah, for Myrtle Beach can be a big difference from here. It can be 80 and it can be 20, like you say. So
anyway, he is getting about that time.
Yep, come on. We still got a few chicks at the store, so come on, check them out. We got all our plants. We got young men over there ready to load your car up. So
ready to go. See us. Okay, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.